Yeah, guys, let's thank Fusion CBD products. Check them out right now at FusionCBD.com. Make sure you get that six-pack of water for $19.50. I drink two a day. Unbelievable. Guys, check out Fusion CBD at FusionCBD.com. All right, we're talking with Ben Stark back on the Fight Bananas podcast. You know, we really did wrap up 249 a lot about coaching. I was super happy to get into detail with that. There's definitely a question in a realm that I want to go with, and of course it is that Ultimate Fighter. Dana White on Reddit had a big, huge Q&A, and it was brought up, and he goes, yeah, we want to bring it back. As an alum, were you a fan of the show, still a fan of the show? What do you think kind of went wrong in the last couple years because it kind of tailed away? I love just a couple of your takes on the Ultimate Fighter.
I was a huge fan of the show when it first came out. Unfortunately, I did not fare super well while I was on it, and that really made it hard for me to watch from there on out. So other than the ATT versus Black Zillions season, yeah. I really didn't watch all that consistently. But I think some TV show-wise, you know, the public changes. They get into different stuff. Like, it was one of the first major reality shows, and it was huge.
Yes, you're right.
But, you know, once you've seen it 27 times, you kind of go, oh, I know it's going to happen. And as the populace or the people that watch are becoming more and more educated in MMA, they know some of these guys. Mm. You know, they follow them regionally. You know, if you go and see, oh, this guy's 20-3, you know, and this guy's 5-1, we have a pretty good idea where the way this is going to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
so,
no.
You know, people, you know, they play their fantasy sports style. They do the research. They read up on guys. You can find almost anyone in the world's fight on YouTube, and yeah. You'll watch them fight, and you'll be like, all right, he's my pick. And right. Then you just want to see yourself prove right for the most part.
Yeah, great points, and this is a whole other realm. The world is a lot smaller than it used to be. You can see anything at any time, especially in the MMA world. It used to be a lot of, you know, fights were hard to see and hard to get to. Now a smaller regional show is going Facebook Live, or they're on some kind of platform, or they recorded it and uploaded it to YouTube. So it's a smaller world. It's kind of funny that Dana said that, because I want to say it was at the end of the year, right? Okay, so the end of 2019, recording a couple shows, and it's kind of like I did a little segment on what do I think is going to happen in 2020, and, you know, what would I like to see, those kind of things. And one of the things I said was about the Ultimate Fighter. I would love for them to bring it back. I would love to, if it was on UFC Fight Pass. I'm a big Fight Pass guy, huge Island Fights guy, Titan FC, the grappling events. I love me some UFC Fight Pass. I would love for them to do that, and I would love for them to do like kind of weight classes. Give me, you know, we're talking about lightweights with Gaethje and Ferg, so mm-hmm. A lightweight Ultimate Fighter show. You know, that's 8 or 16, a little bit of the show, but a little bit more of a tournament format, live on UFC Fight Pass, and, you know, have them fight kind of like the Contender Series on Tuesday, but you do it earlier in the year, so they, you know, you don't, of course, mess with the great Contender Series show, and kind of have the fights live, and, you know, and then the Monday before the Tuesday fight, you record the whole week before, let the guys edit in the truck, and you have a show on Monday, the fight's on Tuesday. You know, this is something I came up with, threw it out there. How do you like that idea?
I like it.
Okay, cool.
I would like anything that will help make the next generations of stars, right? Mm. The guys that are getting on the Contender now, or the guys that would be pulled into Tough, are the guys that they're hoping can catch fire and keep it hot for them to then take the crown later on, right?
Sure. Yep.
There's no time spent having you get to know the roster that's not your top 5%, you know, your top five guys. You know, they now have shows every week, if not more than once a week, and half the time you're going, I don't know who anyone on this card is, and I'm a connoisseur, you know?
right.
So, like, I'm super hype on Contender. I like Contender a lot, a lot.
Me too.
I think
dude.
It's super needed. But maybe instead of like a Tough where you shove everyone in a house, why not do the contender, but do an embedded on the contender? You know what I mean? They put one a day for the fight week, right? But, you know, make it more of the season. Finding the guy.
Love it.
Little home training.
Yep.
Bringing him in. Follow him on fight week. Like, yes, they're the young bloods in the sport in terms of the UFC's, you know, echelon of fighters.
Right.
But get them out there to the people. Like, it's going to be on Fight Pass. It's going to be on YouTube. You're not going to get that Conor McGregor appeal. But when they do hit the big show.
Right.
You're going to go, oh, dude, that's the guy from the contender. I remember him. We had our daughters the same month. Just something people can latch on to. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Oh, no. I like that idea a lot, too. I really do. That's and those embedded shows are fantastic. You know, you mentioned the contender. I talk about it almost on every other show. I absolutely love the Contender Series. I was out there this past summer, the first time they were at the Apex. I was there. It was a fantastic show. Even probably, I would say 50-50, 60-40. Of course, not the big pay-per-views, but I would take that Tuesday Night Contender over that Saturday ESPN Plus show. I just really would. I love the come-up, the stories, how they do it. Five fights, really quick, succinct. You know, Laura Senko, you hear her a lot. Dana's there. It's just, there's something about it. They do a tremendous job. They just need something to get a little spunk, a little flair back into the Ultimate Fighter. I thought the show, you mentioned it too, the Black Zillions versus ATT, I think that's a good idea. I think they need some kind of gimmick. You know, usually the fight game, it's not, there's only a couple gimmicks that work. But it's some kind of, you know, a weight class, a region, maybe every fighter out of, you know, California or Florida, whatever it is. They need something. You know what
Think
I mean?
Think of the IFL. Remember the IFL back in the day?
I do. Yep.
Yeah, man. I liked the idea of the IFL. What made it kind of awkward, if you ask me, was they would make up teams, but have basically a real team on this made-up team. And they're like, why don't... I mean, obviously licensing issues and stuff, but like just have, you know, Team Extreme Couture, Team Henzo Gracie, Team American Top Team. You know what I mean? Like, and just put it on the line, man. Like, get it in.
Right.
The Elite Amateur Fight League is actually trying to do something like that, as is a local event to Florida, Rise.
Right, right. If we can, let's back up. That was the next thing I was going to hit on, Ben. That Elite Fight Amateur League. I had Ryan Quinn on Monday. We talked about it a lot, and he has he's running the Florida team down there at ATT Coconut Creek, and we talked a lot about it. I love it. It to me, it gives a more of a set plan and a roadmap to fighters, and especially amateur fighters. There's so many shows, you know, you're usually not managed yet. You can be put in a great situation or a horrible situation. Mm-hmm. You really never know until it's too late either way. I just think it gives it some kind of a little bit of a uniform. We have college football, you know, we have, the NCAA, for basketball, we have Duke, and then then they turn pro and then you see what they can do. I think it would be a really, really great idea. I love Ryan Quinn's, Elite Fight League for sure. I think it's going to be a big hit.
Yeah, man. We actually dealt with them last season. The Elite Amateur Fight League had like some Midwest deal worked out, and we put together Team Florida. We had a handful of top team coaches all working together because we pulled from like five or six gyms. And we went to it. And to be honest, they do a damn good show, man. They put on a legit show, and they're pushing regions and or states. You had, you know, like we were Team Florida, Team California, you know, Team Illinois, Team Virginia, I think Team Las Vegas, something like that. They're actually starting their next season soon, I believe. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. I think Ryan was saying they're going to try to get in there at the end of June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's, and especially for amateur too. That's the next thing. Amateur, it's hard to make money in the regional scene, and I think with this, with, you know, you're not having to pay the fighters yet, I think it gives them more of a chance and give them a league situation that you have to guarantee these kids there's going to be a championship. You know what I mean? I've been around the block a couple times. It's some of these promotions, and especially pro promotions, that are, you know, don't have the great backing behind it. crazy things can happen, you know? So
yeah, very much so.
Right. I think the amateur side's really great. A couple last things, my man. I really appreciate your time. You know, I know you got stuff coming up. I would love for you to hit on, American Top Team was such a big name. Name me someone in your gym personally, or even at the Coconut Creek, even when you're fighting or coaching, that you saw first, right? You saw him or her, and you're like, give them 6 years. They're going to be number one contender in whatever division they're in. Name me like a really cool old school story that you kind of saw the flower before it bloomed.
Man, the entire room was like that.
Wow. Know,
when I joined, like, all the names that I mentioned before, minus Dean Thomas, were still fighting on regional circuits. Like, but they were all bigger than life because I lived on the regional circuit, you know?
Yeah.
But everyone in that room, Wilson Govea, like, when he was fighting in the AFC down in Fort Lauderdale, you know, you just saw it like, dude, that guy's special. You know? Hermes Franco was another huge talent. I think he was our first top team guy in the UFC.
Wow. Okay.
It was either him or Dean or Jeff. Man, I don't know. We had so many. Like, the timeline is so jumbled. But I remember meeting Pitbull when he was 19. I was still an amateur, and I was trying to take Muay Thai fights because I was primarily a jiu-jitsu guy at the time.
Okay.
And because of that, I had to spar with him a lot because he was a high-class kickboxer. He was, without a doubt, the best striker in the room. And he beat the shit out of me. So much. But, man, he, like, because he was a kid. I started at, like, 21. I think I met him when he was 19. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, he's still a kid.
That's amazing.
And,
that's amazing.
Look at this. Man.
Some of my best MMA memories, especially in the last, you know, 2 to 3 years, you know, going down there on a Saturday morning at American Top Team, and you go there and you sit and you're like, okay, wow, he just came in. Oh, she just came in. He just came in, and they all spread out. You know, they all put the Vaseline on, and they all put in the mouthpiece in, and they just go to war. And it's like, the UFC's charged $60, and you know, and I'm telling you, if they show these pay-per-views, American Top Team Saturday morning sparring sessions on pay-per-view, you can charge whatever you want. It's insane. You know, I'm seeing
Jay, you have a stacked card every round.
Yes, every round. It's and every there's so many divisions. The females down there at Coconut Creek are amazing. The heavyweights, and then you got that little club of the fly and bantam and feather are just insane. It's and then how about the welterweights? For like 5 years, you had the welterweight champion down there at Coconut. It's just it's crazy, brother. I'm telling you, I some of the best times I've ever seen Saturday morning down there. So Ben, man, if you got one last thing, you know, definitely hit it. If not, we would love to have you back on. Love talking to you. Man, definitely give you a follow. Ben Stark, BJJ, right, on Instagram?
HJJ.
HJJ. Oh, I love it.
Hammer Jiu-Jitsu.
There you go. HJJ. Ben Stark, HJJ. Those Instagram stories, some of the best in the business. And make sure you go back old school, watch the elbow drop. I'm telling you, Ben kills the elbow drop.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Awesome, buddy.
Brother.
Man, we'll talk to you real soon, Ben. Thanks so much, brother. We'll talk to you.
Thanks for having me, man. Have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, what a great time. That was a little two parts right there with Ben Stark. You know, come on, it's 2020. I love technology, especially when it works. There you go. I'm just going to, you know, I'll leave it there. Ben Stark, HJJ on the IG. Make sure you give him a follow. Love his stuff. So much great stuff is going on right now on the Fight Bananas podcast, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. Like, subscribe, and rate. It goes a long way, guys. Give a little shout out, a little love. Thank you so much for all the YouTube subscribers. It's building daily. It's insane. iHeart numbers are just month by month. It blows my mind. I'm Dave Van Auken. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at David Van Auken. V-A-N-A-U-K-E-N. Spell it correctly, guys. All right, guys, we are crazy about fights. Thank you so much, Ben. We'll talk to you guys soon. So always stay bananas.